Hot Underpants.
Hey everybody, welcome to Robot Underpants. This is Langley. Here with Starman Michael Gaines.
Still waiting for my damn watch.
And also here, Karaoke Bob.
Yeah, yo-yo. What's happening?
What was that?
He's waiting for his Apple yo-yo.
I mean, when Mike started talking, I was checking the levels. Sorry.
Oh,
my bad.
my Apple yo-yo is waiting here. I did get my green Leia, though.
Yeah, you and me both.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Maybe we can make like 35 cents off of it.
No, I sure hope so.
Are you guys talking about those digital cards again?
Yeah.
I'm going to wait till it's vintage, and then I'm going to sell it.
Vintage digital, exactly.
Until somebody takes a baseball bat to the cloud.
Right. No, I'm sorry. I can't accept this digital vintage card. The edges are a little beat up.
Yeah, I mean, the condition is always going to be superb. Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what they should do? What would be great is if you drop your phone, like the app knows and it scuffs up one of the cards.
You shake it around.
You know, somebody should write some kind of algorithm for that.
I can't. Sure. I'm going to put my phone in my bicycle wheels.
Oh, shit, I totally forgot that I had this grapefruit juice out here. How long before you think this actually becomes booze?
Oh, it's been
3.5 months.
It's like it's pressurized now.
Well, why don't you leave it out in the sun and let us know what happens?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll turn into some kind of mead.
Dysentery.
That's what it's going to turn into. It'll turn into diarrhea.
It'd be like a real-world Oregon Trail.
Right.
Awesome.
I just noticed that's sitting over there, so. Yeah, because you've left this part of the country how long ago now? 3 weeks?
Something like that, yeah. 2 or 3 weeks.
That's great.
It is great.
My girlfriend's happy.
Okay.
It's like, oh, we get to hang out again because Matt's gone back to California.
Meanwhile, she's trying to play trivia with me all the time. So
yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. That's
how exciting you are. Different.
Yeah, but the big news was yesterday I got divorced.
Oh, again.
Yeah, well, I mean, she's been gone for, almost two years now, but we finally went before the judge and said, yeah, we agree, and then we left and went drinking and played Keno for a couple hours.
And said, you know, we should get married again.
We went out the same way we went in, which was drinking and gambling.
Did you go in?
No. Oh. That's for another show.
Oh, right.
Oh.
Right.
That's called Ex-Wives Underpants.
Right. But we had a good time.
What else is going on? I'm not in LA anymore. Obviously, the backdrop has changed significantly to this wall.
Yeah.
With my souvenir, my free poster I got. That's it.
Your free poster, which is worth about 35 cents.
No, it's probably worth about 20 now because it was all banged up from being in my suitcase.
Yeah. Where are you at now?
I'm back in the Pacific Northwest.
So you're in Portland?
Ish, yeah.
Ish, yeah.
Okay. Adjacent.
Adjacent.
Portland adjacent.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so I'm back up here. And,
so you've gone full circle.
Yeah, well, I was in San Francisco for a couple days. Mm-hmm. Actually, this morning I was in San Francisco.
How'd that go?
It went all right.
Good.
Fine. It's a... I don't know, it's weird going to like all these places that I've been, lived or been for, you know, a certain amount of time, because it's just like, everywhere you go, it just feels natural.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like so mm-hmm. different everywhere else. I don't know. It's kind of strange. But
yeah.
I guess it's a good thing, I suppose. Anyway, what else is happening? What's happening that things that people care about?
I don't know. Hey, Matt, can I ask you some personal questions?
What are we doing here? No. Yeah.
Because, you know, the place to ask somebody about their spotted past is during a press junket for a movie.
That's yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you've seen it. Have you seen it?
What's that?
Robert Downey Jr. walking out of a an interview.
I have, yeah.
That was classic. It reinforces in my mind that he is Tony Stark.
Oh yeah. Oh, of course.
Because his exit line was great. I think you're okay. It was a little it was getting too Diane Sawyer-y for me, and you're kind of a schmuck.
Wait, did he say that? I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Yes, he goes, and you're kind of a schmuck. So wow. I'll see you later.
Now I have to hear this again because I thought I watched the whole thing, but maybe it was cut off.
Play the little clip. Can you play it through?
I can, but I got to find the right one.
Oh yeah, I saw a little one earlier.
Because his closing line.
Where was that? Who was the guy from anyway that was asking him this stuff?
Channel 4 in Britain.
Right.
Okay, here we go. Can you hear this?
Free of all of that?
Yes.
Let's start over again.
Sorry, I really don't. What are we doing?
Well, I'm just asking questions. That's all.
Right.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. Are you? Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you.
Yeah.
You seem okay. It's just getting a little dinosaur in your...
No, look, I don't want to do that.
Oh, okay. I hear him say that you're a schmuck. I didn't hear that before.
Yeah, you're kind of schmuck. It's great.
Yeah, wow. You know, it's probably one of those little lightweight, you know, easy, fresh, drunken, hey, let's talk about Avengers, and then...
Yeah, that's they churn them through.
Yeah, pretty much.
And that's it. Yeah, that's what, you know, our David the Moss Man Moss does in Cleveland.
Yeah, as everybody does.
Yeah.
I could probably do this, honestly. I get invites all the time now for this.
You probably could, and you'd probably do a better job at it, too.
Or at least get called a schmuck and then have a viral video.
Yeah, that'd be great.
But the funny thing is, it was that people were defending the guy. And I'm like, no, that's not how it works. You're obviously new to this whole business. Like, you don't ask the tough questions during a press junket like that.
No, and I mean, it's a question like we don't even like. Who cares anymore? Everybody knows.
Well, that's the other part.
That's been asked a million times. Who gives a shit? Like, it's, you know, what happened all know about his past,
was but... so many years ago. It was like a lifetime ago.
Yeah. It's like, why ask the tough questions now?
Yeah.
And the thing is he addressed all those things 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's over. Done.
It's over.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
everybody knows he had some issues, and then he lip-synced to an Elton John song, and everything was fine.
I don't remember that.
No, you don't remember he did the video to I Want Love, and it was a single-shot video. Where he walked around this big mansion and lip-synced the song, the Elton John song. That was the video for the Elton John song.
No, I never noticed that.
What? I Want Love by Elton John. Robert Downey Jr. is the music video. It's a static shot. Like the camera follows him around. No, from like 2003. Let me look this up. What? God. Wow, you guys didn't know this, huh?
I probably wasn't big on Elton John in 2000.
Well, no, but I mean, I saw it on MTV, and it was like really cool. Let's see. 2000
videos on MTV in 2003. You're
2001. Yeah. Yeah, Robert Downey Jr. That was kind of his. He, you know, that was at the end of his, you know, after he'd gotten clean.
He was still doing drugs at that point, probably.
But yeah, no, it's the video's great. I mean,
right. I never saw it.
The song is what it is.
We'll take your word on that.
Yeah. But yeah, no, you talk about, you know, a single shot fight scene. That's what this was.
Right. So Daredevil, Mike watched a couple episodes.
Yes,
finally,
I did.
We can talk about it.
Well, we'll talk about two episodes.
Yeah. I'll say this. Networks just don't know jack shit about making good television.
Right. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
I mean, they can only do so much in the realm that they're allowed to.
No side boob on that.
No side boob. We got side boob. Yeah.
Sure you can. Look, if we can get it on NYPD Blue, we can get it now.
Well, I mean, in, what was it, not this week's episode, but last week's episode, we got two shower scenes with May in Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I didn't see that yet.
No.
I saw one, but they didn't show anything.
No, they didn't. But yeah, she was. Yeah. Still, you could out. You could assume that she was naked, and that's
right. I, you know what, I was, good also, enough for I was me. Assuming she was wearing a tube top, honestly.
But most people are naked in the shower.
They are, but I was thinking, there's no way.
See, I don't think that way. I think, oh, she's naked.
No. They did order up season 2, though, of Daredevil, so we got that.
Yep.
That's good.
I'm very impressed with it.
Yeah, he'll have the suit next season, which will be great.
Yeah, it'll be great to see a little more of that and doing the Daredevil thing.
And there was a line in the show where what was her name, Claire, she says, I'm going to name you Mike because that was the name of a guy that I used to date who couldn't keep secret or had too many secrets or something. Was that alluding to something? Because I know my Marvel history and that's just not striking something with me.
No, there was a Mike. I read up on this. I can't remember, but there was when I read it in the Wikipedia article about the Mike that's in the Marvel history. There was a Mike.
Okay.
I can't remember what that is now, but I was like, oh, that's kind of cool that they brought that in that way. That's how they backdoored that name in there.
Okay. Well, I'll wait until the series is over and then I'll
yeah. I don't even know what that was. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So I think last week we talked about it. It was like the first day of Star Wars Celebration.
Mm-hmm.
We did a Star Wars special episode, and yeah, so we got through all that.
We reviewed the trailer.
That's right. Not much else happened outside of that. A lot of cosplay and crappy staff.
Yeah, I read. I not only did I get stuff from you, but I read a lot of articles that was pretty dissatisfied with how it was run.
Yeah, ReadPop is the organization that does it, and I don't know why Disney needs to hire anybody else to do that because it seems like you go to Disneyland or Disney World, they got their organization down
mm-hmm.
and stuff. So. Yeah, I ran into a lot of problems. Just as press, they didn't seem to want to honor the press badge or give a shit about it. It was just always a headache trying to get anything done.
Yeah,
and you know, in theory, I'm there to work.
So
press does,
and give free coverage to an event and a franchise.
Yeah,
not like Star Wars needs it, but yes, you're absolutely right. No.
But but the thing is that they keep doing that, they're gonna need it.
By the time it was done, I was like, I don't care if I ever come back to another Star Wars. If it's gonna be run like that, another convention like that, just
You'll go. Stop it. If you got a free pass to Star Wars Celebration, you'd go.
But you know what, Mike? I'm gonna say that they do need it to a degree. I mean, we're all on board and excited with what The Force Awakens is going to be. I'm going to say that there's probably, you know, a portion of the population out there that needs to hear that this is good because they're jaded by the prequels.
Yeah, well, that's actually the point.
People wanted to see the stuff that was going on, and they had a room, The Force Awakens room, that had a bunch of new stuff in it that hadn't been... It hadn't been shown before, and the press was the ones that were showing pictures of it. You know, the new storm or the new snow trooper, and something called like an inferno trooper or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the bad guy's costume, and they had, you know, some little models and stuff like that. They had BB-8 sitting in there,
mm-hmm. sort
of, like sand people looking things.
I thought the schematic of the BB-8 was fascinating.
Yeah,
and apparently we're going to be seeing. You'll be able to buy those pretty soon, and people are going to be just building them anyway.
But that's still cool that it was a practical effect, because, I mean, without that...
Oh, that was part of it, yeah. No, I was worried that character was going to be another Jar Jar. Oh, it's a little cute thing, or an Ewok, or whatever. But making it that it was a real thing kind of made it a little more badass.
I want to see some R2 on BB-8 action.
You probably will.
It's yeah.
It'll be on the internet. Some fanfic droid, whatever. I didn't notice when I was in there, but someone had posted close-ups of they had a little model of the new X-Wing. And when I was looking at the photos, I noticed that BB-8 was in the back of it.
Yes.
I hadn't noticed that before. I mean, whoopee-doo, big surprise, but you know, I just hadn't noticed that before.
Yeah, you need to have a droid and a fighter to do, you know, the things that droids need to do. In a,
right. Have the droid interchangeable adapters.
I mean, so does that make BB-8 an astromech?
I think he is. It's just like a new version of an astromech.
He just doesn't have legs.
Yeah, it's a little more maneuverable.
They should have called him Lieutenant Dan.
There was a band in Cleveland called Lieutenant Dan's New Legs, which I thought was great.
You got legs.
Lieutenant Dan.
You all right over there?
That was hilarious.
this new astromech with no legs, he's called LTD. Lieutenant D. All right. And other dumb ideas. Steven Seagal apparently is friends with Putin. Putin wants him to become an honorary envoy between the two countries.
No!
What is it with world leaders that want to get with, like, Dennis Rodman and...
I don't know. With, like, the worst people.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Is like, how many Russians did Steven Seagal fucking kill in all those movies?
Right.
You know, because that was the big enemy back then.
Well, yeah, maybe he saw that if he could kill Russians, he must be pretty bad.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's...
Someone can kill a Russian.
Maybe that's... Melvin, I must break you.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like...
And I mean...
He probably likes Seagal movies, and that's all it takes. Who knows?
But like the yeah,
he
but the,
at,
the
he looks at IMDb and says, "Well, who hasn't been working for a while?"
No, it's probably because those movies just like got there a couple years ago. Everything in Europe is so slow. I don't know. Well, I mean, think about it. You ever watch Eurovision? The stuff people in Europe like is what we consider really cheesy. So think about it. You know.
Oh yeah. Speaking of which. What is it that's coming up in May?
I want Dolph Lundgren to be an envoy for the United States for other countries.
Not Eurovision. What is it? Eurovision? No, is that the TV show?
Eurovision's the
that's the event, right? Oh, I'm thinking of Univision.
The finale. What are you thinking of?
I'm thinking of Univision, which is out here. It's the big
Spanish channel.
Spanish station. Sorry, I got my visions confused.
Speaking of, there were some pictures of the Vision from the Age of Ultron.
Yes, which was supposed to be kept a secret, but nope. But I did not watch the video.
I didn't watch the video. I just saw it still.
A week from today, I'll be coming back from the theater. So.
Okay. Well,
I'm staying away from spoilers and such.
Have you gotten a screener yet, Matt?
No, I haven't. I should look into that.
Yeah, look into that. Let me know, and I'll review it for the Academy as well.
Yeah. How come you're not on the Academy yet, Matt? You're on everything else.
I think you have to be...
like 84.
You have to be a gray old man in order to be on
the Academy. I think you have to be in the guild, the Screen Actors Guild.
There was my now ex-wife, my fresh ex-wife, lived next door to a member of the Academy, and she used to give us screeners all the time. Nice. She was an old lady. She had actually worked. She was part of the Screen Actors Guild. She had worked on the Mister Rogers show for decades.
Wow.
She was a fascinating lady. And
was it Lady Aberlin?
No, it wasn't Lady Aberlin.
Because I'm trying to.
Yeah, she was a lot of fun. Basically, our first date was sitting in her living room, like, you know, talking about...
You and the old woman?
Yeah. Yeah, me and her and the old woman were sitting around talking. That was what we did the first night we were going to go out. Okay. Before we went out, she stopped by. I think we stopped over there to give her a DVD back or something and ended up, like, talking for, like, an hour and a half. Because she lived on the other side of the... There was a duplex that... she was living in at the time, so. And it was just the other side of the duplex.
Okay.
But yeah, she was old. That's the point. She was.
Still around?
I don't know.
No.
That was 2 years ago. That's an eternity after 80.
Oh, yeah. She's not around.
Yeah. She's gone.
All right. Well, no more screeners for you. She went to jail.
Right.
For the rest of her life.
That was how... what song did I see? The King's Speech, I saw, was a screener.
Bob turned her in for the reward.
No, she had a legitimate screener. She just lent it to us. Yeah, and then
well,
she's
not supposed to give those other people.
Oh. Why not? Because I think she asked us, you know, what we thought about him, and she probably used that for, you know, consideration for how she voted for the film for the Academy Awards.
Yeah, I'm sure that's how it
went. So I had direct input on the Oscars that year.
On the old lady? Oh.
Right.
In other news, another Avengers news, I've been listening to the soundtrack. It's okay. It's not as good as the first one. I think in the end, I think I like the first one better, but not by much. It's still good. So the music, just saying, the music in the movie is very good.
The original soundtrack, or is it like Creed?
Oh,
like the score? I mean, you listen to the score?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who calls it the score anymore?
Well,
people started using the word soundtrack interchangeably ever since like The Breakfast Club.
Well, yeah.
You know, soundtracks and scores are different. Yeah. We all know this.
Technically they are, but nobody started using the word score until recently.
What?
I don't know.
No, I've been talking. Like,
they call it the original soundtrack instead of score.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the vinyl I have, all the I was trying to soundtrack on them.
Yeah, because I was trying to get gigs to score, and I used the word score to score pornography. And
how'd that work out?
So I score, bootlegs of screeners from old ladies.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it didn't work out, so I just score car commercials now. Yeah.
All right.
Or I contribute to the soundtrack.
Anyway, that's
So we had a bunch of trailers happen this week, as well, in addition to the Star Wars one.
This week in trailers.
Yeah, pretty much. When is that
trailer
show?
Underpants.
Underpants trails?
For old lady underpants.
another Fantastic Four trailer and or teaser. I don't know what you're going
to Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that looked more like a trailer to me than a teaser.
Yeah, it's a trailer, but it still looks like shit.
We got to see a little more of what horrible this is going to be or anything, but it looks terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Too young of a cast. Sue Storm and Johnny Storm are two
adopted.
Different races.
It's a diversified Fantastic Four.
Yeah. Well, yeah, which...
Right. It's
not what I've wanted, because I wanted
Fantastic Four.
Yeah, the last two Fantastic Four movies were okay, but I wanted a really good one. And so now we're getting this alternate Sue and Johnny are not supposed to be adopted brothers and sisters, so not too happy about that, but whatever.
Reed Richards looks like he's 12.
Reed, here's the thing. I've been a fan of this since, I don't know, I was like 12 or something, and I have like a bunch of comic books. And
they like owe you.
My dad's old Fantastic Four comic books. And the thing is that Reed Richards is supposed to be this brilliant scientist. He's not supposed to be 12. He's supposed to be like in his mid-30s at least.
Well, he always had like gray sideburns.
Right. Yeah, with the gray sideburns, exactly. And now he's like this doofy kid. And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
He's like Peter Parker.
Yeah, and Peter Parker, they're starting to talk about casting. They've got it down to 5 kids, and they're all like 15, which is fine. That's the age he's supposed to be. I just hope that a 15-year-old can actually pull off that character.
Yeah, they're talking about that kid.
That's a lot of responsibility, and I don't mean that tongue in cheek. I mean that actually is a lot of responsibility for that.
I get it.
Oh,
I get what you did there.
Yeah, I heard it. With great responsibility comes great power, or whatever. Yeah,
comes a great big movie role.
Right. Well, I'm sure they'll get somebody from Disney that has a lot of experience since they were like 7. They're just ready to start drinking heavily.
Yes.
Yeah. And then in 20 years, someone can ask them about their druggy past.
Yeah. I don't even remember being Spider-Man, man. I was like on ecstasy the whole time.
Schmuck. You got to add schmuck in it.
Schmuck.
So we talked about the Superman versus Batman teaser to the teaser
last week. Now we've seen a trailer.
Right, because the teaser came out the same day. It was supposed to blow away the Star Wars teaser.
No.
And then then someone leaked a shitty copy of it the next day, and then they were like, oh, screw it, we'll just show you the real one.
Without the subtitles?
Yeah, they showed the... Yeah,
the funny thing is that it was supposed to premiere in IMAX, and they had people signing up to watch the IMAX premiere, and someone leaked it and screwed the whole thing up.
Wait a second. Hold on a second. Can we back up a second? So they were going to premiere the trailer in IMAX?
Yes.
Dumb. Sorry. It's a trailer! It's not the movie!
It's the trailer!
Who cares?
How long have they been working on this piece of crap anyway?
Oh, forever.
Yeah.
Well, it's taken what's his name? Superman guys. I saw an article today to remind us that this is not Superman Lives 2 or whatever it was supposed to be. What was the last one called?
Man of Steel.
Man of Steel 2. This is a different movie.
Man of La Mancha.
Yeah, that's why it's never been.
You know what I just figured out this week, and I feel dumb for just figuring this out, that the Spider-Man return or the Superman return Superman is now the Atom in the Arrow.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
Yeah. Yeah. I just figured. Yeah, Brandon Ruth or whatever is that his name? Yeah.
Ralph.
Yeah. Oh.
Who was Spider-Man and fucking Superman and Superman? Right.
Right. What
happened to
that guy?
Yeah, he's the Atom now. He's a completely different superhero altogether. In fact, he doesn't have any powers from any other planet. He built an Iron Man suit? He did. But this is DC. We can't call it Sue. He's the Atom.
Like how Batman has an Iron Man suit in the new Batman trailer?
Right.
Batman versus Superman trailer. And we talked about this a little bit in the back channel, Mike. Like, since when... I mean, not since when, but just the fighting between the two was, like, that was such a little thing.
So, fighting between Superman and Batman is not new, but it's also not interesting.
No, it's not.
It really isn't. Like, okay, so there's fighting in Age of Ultron, and as a matter of fact, there's a little infighting in the original, but with reason. I look at this, here's the way that I see Batman versus Superman. I wrote about this. I said, if they named Return of the Jedi, Skywalker versus Vader, Dawn of the New Republic, well, that's like, here's a fight, but guess what? Like, the subtitle basically says, well, they become butt buddies in the end, right? That's what I get out of this thing, right? Is that they hype this fight up. They name the whole thing Batman versus Superman, but then they have a subtitle called Dawn of Justice, which means that they make up at the end, which... sort of like negates the whole conflict in the first place.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's really, really stupid the way that they're marketing this thing. And there's no need for, look, if they want to put fighting in this thing, fine. If they want to have a little tiff between Superman and Batman, fine. But don't center the movie around it. I think that's a hard one.
Another Superman smash movie. We had one of those already.
Does anybody believe that Batman can do anything to Spider-Man? I mean, Superman. What did I call him again?
Here's the thing. I read specifically that they weren't going to put Kryptonite in the first movie. And Spider-Man, look at what you got me doing. Batman's got this suit on at the end of the teaser, which looks fucking ridiculous. It looks like it weighs about 5 tons, and for all we know, could be made of kryptonite.
It looks like it's made out of concrete.
Right. It's like, I don't care who you are, if you know, unless you're Superman or something, you cannot carry that weight. You just can't.
Yeah.
So it's ridiculous. And there are people going, this is great. This is the best movie ever. I'm like, do you not see how ridiculous this actually looks? It just looks dumb.
It looks like he's wearing a cement suit.
And the funny thing is I read people on the forums say, anybody who doesn't like this movie must be, must have come in from Man of Steel. I'm like, no, I've been liking this since the 60s, so fuck you. I hate it. It's stupid.
And somebody told me today while I was in Aladdin's having some falafel, because I wore a Superman shirt and some, strangely enough, I think he may have actually been Indian and chatted me up on the subject of Superman and the Superman-Batman thing. And he had said something about that fight actually takes place by Bruce Wayne's in his 50s.
Yes. In the original, yes.
Yeah. Good time to pick a fight with Superman.
I talked to someone at the con, at the Star Wars thing, at the Ruby's booth, the Ruby's costumes booth, who said that there are 3 costumes for Batman from this. I mean, this is all off the record. But I'm not going to name myself.
Well, we saw 2 of them.
Yeah, we've seen. So that's what I said. I'm like, so
the whole one, there's a surprise third.
I'm like,
is this the one where he comes up like a clown?
The one where he's dressed like Robert Downey Jr. and sings Elton John songs.
He calls everybody a schmuck.
The third one is it's the beat to shit Batman outfit. So surprise, surprise, he gets his ass handed to him. He also said he has seen like all of the new Star Wars stuff, but he wouldn't tell me any of that.
I'm gonna put on my new outfit.
There you
too.
Go.
There we go. There's my new super suit.
There are some pictures of the what's his name? What's the hell's that guy's name? Jared Leto. As the Joker picture, like there's blurry pictures of him with no eyebrows and green hair, floating around now from the Suicide Squad movie that's coming out. I kind of don't even give a shit about that.
I don't care either. But then again, I say this. If they can do it right, we said the same thing about Guardians of the Galaxy. What is this crap? And then it came out, and it was like, wow, this is actually pretty awesome.
It was amazing. That was a great movie.
So I'm trying not to underestimate some movies.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, if it's Marvel, I expect it to be awesome. If it's DC, I expect it to be shit. So... pretty much it. No, guys, sorry. What were you going to say?
The difference is that we didn't know anything about the characters in Guardians of the Galaxy, and so
right.
A, it hasn't been remade 1,000 times and rebooted. We don't know anything about them. They're all pretty fresh. At least I don't. I mean, the book has been around. Some people might be. There might be some diehard Guardians of the Galaxy fans before the movie came out who were like, "That's not how it happened." I don't know.
There's already an issue with that. I'm not going to say what. I'll say it offline. What? I guess it really doesn't matter. I guess I'll say it. I think the father of Star-Lord has been rewritten twice. Oh. Now it's going to be rewritten a third time for the movie.
Oh, okay. I also heard something about Thanos not being in the next either.
Oh, I don't know.
There's somebody who's talking to me about this. Who was it? I don't know. I talked to too many people. I don't remember what's what. Or if I just imagined it. Or if people don't know what they're talking about, which is more likely. Who knows? The Superman-Batman trailer looks really dark. I generally kind of like his movies, Snyder's movies.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, we talked about this last week. Watchmen is like the perfect movie. Love that movie. What did he do? 300? Was that his other one?
Yeah.
That was all right. Like, visually he makes good movies. What was that other one? Sucker Punch was a weird one. It looked good, but it was kind of like watching a video game.
I've been meaning to see that.
Yeah. I think I remember walking away from it and going, I'm not sure if I like that or not, but I think ultimately I decided I kind of did. Because it's eye candy for sure, but it was sort of like, it's just like these levels that she goes through and you feel like you're watching a video game sort of. I don't know. I'd probably watch that again though. I wouldn't watch 300 again. I have no desire to watch that.
Sucker Punch.
Yeah. It looks good, but I just never got around to watching it.
On Netflix or anything like right now?
It might be. Yeah. It's got a lot of eye candy. It's kind of... I mean, because remember people were like... There was some scene in there where there was like a mental hospital raping or something, so everybody lost their minds. Like, dude, it's a story. Like, stuff like that happens in stories. So I don't know what you want. You know, not everything needs to be bleached.
So, yeah, you can watch it. It's not Prime. You got to rent it. But
yeah,
there you go. There was, what was I thinking about? Something else. I don't know. Oh, it was, never mind. It was about how extroverts have, what was it? Extrovert.
Right. Oh, the thing. Oh, yeah. So now people that say people that are introverts are saying that extroverts have social privilege.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
They don't know what it's like.
What?
Yes, I kid you not. It's a thing now. It's everybody wants to put a label on somebody else to make themselves look like a victim. It's really driving me insane. Now it's about personality issues.
Social privilege.
Social privilege. Yeah. I kid you not. I have the article somewhere. It's in IRC. I'll dig it up.
No. After this. People who are extroverted are assholes.
Well, no.
It's not so socially privileged. No, and most people who view them that way. I mean, like, total extrovert.
No. It's not like that.
Like irresponsible extroverts.
No. It's like introverted people are saying that, in this article anyway, that... because you have the ability to talk to people and make friends, that you are you have a privilege that they don't have.
Oh,
it's like, dude.
Oh,
he'll send you the article. You read the article. Not.
Yeah.
In the meantime, let's talk about the Jurassic World
trailer. I wish they would just sit down and shut up. Oh, they already are.
Wish they'd just suck it up. Whatever. right. That's not how it goes. New Jurassic World trailer.
If they would stop eating, then they wouldn't be fat. Oh, that's the different social issue. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going to go... Hey, listen, I got to go body shame myself, guys. I'll be back.
People who body shame themselves have the privilege of body shaming themselves.
Right.
Whatever. So, Star-Lord is the Raptor Wrangler or something?
Yes, Raptor Wrangler, which I'm not completely buying it. No. Oh, and of course, you know, the whole thing about the trailer itself being sexist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's a scene where he's comparing Bryce Dallas Howard to an animal.
Yeah, which is not what he's doing.
Who knows? Who cares?
Everybody's all butthurt about everything now.
Butthurt Nation, hashtag.
ButthurtNation.com. I don't know if that exists, but I think you should buy it.
I
think you
looked it up. I know, I kept meaning to, and I never did.
I'll look it up right now for you.
Look it up. That's the name of my new book.
It is not available.
This trailer just...
It's not available.
Because we talked about it too. Maybe I bought it.
No, not unless you're
maybe from drunk and
Princeton, New Jersey.
Maybe you bought it.
No, I'm not.
That's interesting. New Jersey.
Hmm? We talked about
although .net is available.
Perfect. I'm going to go cry about it.
Put a label on injustice.
People that have faster internet connections have internet privilege.
That's they do. Right. I can't get ahead in life.
They're internet bullies, and bullying is, yeah.
Nothing. The reason I can't get ahead in life is everybody else's fault.
Everybody, I know.
Right. God. Whatever. A lot of Star-Lord talking about dinosaurs and training his dinosaurs and riding his motorcycle and training dinosaurs and so dumb. This looks so bad.
It does. Look, I'll admit, it looks a little silly. It does. But I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt only because it's Spielberg behind it.
He's just producing it.
Yeah, he's producing it. So I'm going to see. I'll go see it.
Right.
Which is what? Is this the second one? What movie are you talking about? I got lost somewhere.
Jurassic Park.
Oh, Jurassic Park.
Jurassic World, rather.
No, this is like the fourth one.
This is the fourth movie, yeah. I didn't see the third one.
Yeah.
So let me get this straight.
It was just on TV the other day.
Do people unexpectedly animated dinosaurs unexpectedly become a threat, and then they have to defeat the threat?
Yes, because the dinosaurs have DNA privilege.
They have dinosaur privilege.
Dinosaur privilege.
Yes. How did you know?
Yeah.
The whole.
I'm just so sick of that.
And does Sam Neill make an appearance in at some point? I sure hope.
I don't know.
I saw Jurassic Park 3 was on the other day, and I watched about 30 seconds of it, and he was wandering around in that one, so why not?
I don't know. I have it on Blu-ray because I bought the set. The second one was one of those movies that, you know, it wasn't so awesome that I would necessarily buy it on my own, but I don't know.
It seems like that should have been a movie that should have just been one, because the idea is it seems to me to be pretty predictable.
Mm-hmm.
One movie.
Or what they should do is they should move it along to where they clone some cavemen who come and bash people in the head and drag them.
And become lawyers.
That would be and become become
unfroze caveman lawyer.
Unfroze caveman lawyer, yes.
I'm not familiar with your fire.
Fire.
I'm just a caveman.
Oh, they did that. Those were called Geico commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Those movies are so easy a caveman could do it.
That's right. I don't think I saw the first one. I don't think I may maybe parts of the second one, but I never watched the third one all the way through, and I don't really care about this one.
Well, the first one's a classic. I mean, I have some issues with it. There's some silliness.
It's fine. But, it's fine.
But that's all you need. That's the only one you need, right? But
the second one where the dinosaur is roaming around San Diego.
Why don't they just make one with dinosaurs that start to talk and they take over the world?
Yeah.
And
I don't know.
Yeah, they kind of beat this one to death. I don't know why they're doing it anymore. They should just go straight to sci-fi. That's what it should do.
Yeah.
And call it Dinosaur NATO.
You know why? You know why tornadoes do so much destruction? They've got wind privilege.
Oh yes, weather privilege.
Weather privilege.
They got atmospheric privilege.
Have you ever considered the tornadoes may be the victim here?
They are. We're always trying to run away. They just want to
chat. All they do is just destroy everything that's beneath them and build less.
Well, they're just acting out. They're acting out because they've been suppressed.
It's just their nature. They can't help it. Why can't they learn to get along with society?
Yeah, well, no, there needs to be some tornado support groups.
I have some stuff to tell you offline. I'm not going to say it here.
God, I can't wait. All right, well, then let's get through the new Star Trek news.
So Paramount Pictures has registered the new Star Trek movie with the MPAA. It's called Star Trek Beyond. And being that this is going to be the first...
Pirate Nation.
This is going to be the first movie out in their five-year mission, so it'll be interesting to see.
So are we going to encounter Harold Mudd?
Well, no, Mudd was in, well, not in the last movie. There was a reference to Mudd in the last movie, but the Mudd story was in a comic book before the last movie opened. So they said, what?
Are they going to go back to the 30s? I hope they do that one.
They're going to go back to the 30s. They said that it's a big galaxy. There's a lot of new stuff out there, so they're not going to bump into anybody that's from the original series, which is fine. But it would be nice if they said, well, we're just coming off of like this mission or something like that and seeing where they went. Right. That would be good. But I'm looking forward to a new story. So it'll be released next May Oh, and the Warcraft movie was moved to June 10th of next year. It was originally supposed to be in March or February. Or March.
Oh,
it's like they won't show any goddamn teasers for this movie at all, and we're all supposed to be excited about it just because it's called Warcraft.
No, I heard it was going to be bad.
Yeah, is it all built? Is it going to be filmed in like giant pixels that are square?
No, that's Minecraft.
Oh, sorry, wrong thing.
I heard from somebody who knew somebody that knew the director, I guess, and it sounded bad. Like it was not going to be good. So, well, hopefully,
the director's cab driver's roommate, actually.
Uber driver. Well, I mean, that's. I guess if Star Trek stays away from characters we already know that they try to redefine, then you know, that's pretty safe.
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. Here's the thing. It's being written by Scotty himself. So I think that it'll be good. I think that he knows what he's doing.
Who? Scotty himself. Are you talking about what's his name?
Simon Pegg.
That wrote Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz, which I just watched again the other day. It's a great movie.
I saw an article pass through my Twitter feed, but I didn't actually click on it, which said that Hot Fuzz is one of the best movies ever made.
It's so good. It's really, really good.
I'll have to watch it again.
So it's through. The greater good. Crusty Jugglers.
All right. Well, that's fair enough. Then he knows what he's talking about. He's all this stuff is pretty true to
funny,
true to geek form.
Yeah,
should be all right.
Is he showing up in the new Mission Impossible movie?
I think so. I think he did an interview where he got a call about being in Mission Impossible 5. So I think he is going to be in the next one, which is good. I haven't seen the last one. Was it good?
Ghost Protocol? Yeah, I watched it. It was okay. I don't remember anything about it, to be honest with you. I'll have to go watch it again.
Tom Cruise is, like, running around building on Dubai.
That was the same one.
Something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's that.
Well, great. Well, feel personally offended by both of you tonight.
Yeah, well, we've got beer privilege.
My extrovertedness. And, you know, you guys should just go get some fucking personalities and just deal.
Okay.
How dare you? I'm offended.
I'm totally offended.
One last thing before we go.
I'm not going to be on the show tomorrow. I'm going to protest.
Have you seen the pictures or the video from the volcano in Chile that erupted the other day?
No.
Yeah.
No, you got to see these pictures. They're amazing.
Some chili around the Super Bowl, and I know that we erupted quite often after that.
There was a lot of eruptions. I didn't film it, though.
We didn't take pictures.
Didn't make an animated GIF of it. Should have. All right. Plug time?
This Week in Trek and World of Warcraft and Pulp Phaser. There you go.
All right.
Oh, man. Fucking Volcano Lightning is the best. That's amazing.
Is that the name of your band?
Oh, and of course, somebody is, it's the end. Is this a sign that the end is near?
Of course. Everything is a sign that the end is near.
Of course it is.
Everything is.
I wonder if they said that when the giant volcano in Pompeii destroyed everything.
That was the end.
You're right. It was the end. It was the end for those people.
End of the world as we know it.
As they knew it. It was over.
And I feel fine. I just gave Matt a song for the end.
You did. No, I don't have to think about it. I was going to have to play that Elton John song.
I want love, but a different kind.
Bob, are you going to plug anything or not?
No. What do I have to plug?
You every week plug something, so.
I know, but you know, it's like, how many times can I plug a 5-year-old album?
All right, fair enough. And I met Langley on Twitter, and my photos from the Star Wars celebration are over on geeknewscentral.com. How about that?
We'll yeah.
get them there.
This and, show is part been on. You should have gotten on this week if you would have given her more than 5 seconds notice.
Oh, Arleth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, there we go. That's something I can plug. Well, check out Langley's photos on Geek News Central. I'll be commenting on them all week.
There you go.
There you go.
There we go. That was my plug.
Control bot.
Yes. I'll be trolling.
This show is part of the Geek News Central Podcasting Network.
And isn't responsible for any of the content or opinions therein, herein,
and therein expressed. There goes. Ergo. Yeah. Air.
There.
There are other shows on the Geek News Central Podcasting Network, so you can go check them out.
Nah, this is the only one that matters.
I didn't say that, but it's, you know.
Yeah, see, I'm not really with Geek News Central. I'm a guest, so I can say that.
You're a cohort.
Yes, I'm a cohort, which releases me from any legal things here.
I actually don't know anything about any of those other shows, so go watch them or listen to them and tell me how it is.
Yeah.
Probably great.
Yeah, they probably aren't good.
I don't know. Depends on if they pimp this show or not.
Hmm.
Go listen to them. Let me know.
We should go listen, and then we'll plug the ones that plug us.
No, that's a good idea. We should do that.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Well, that's a good idea. All right, then. We'll see you next week.
Later.
Bye.
See ya.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an aeroplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid.